from the GPB Newsroom. I'm Taylor Gant. Good morning. A federal judge is weighing a request by state election officials to toss out a lawsuit by the group Fair Fight Action, which is challenging the way Georgia elections are run. After a hearing yesterday, U.S. District Judge Steve Jones is allowing both sides to submit legal arguments until next Monday. GPB's Sophia Salaby has more.
The lawsuit was filed just weeks after Republican Brian Kemp narrowly defeated Democrat Stacey Abrams in Georgia's gubernatorial election. Abrams founded Fair Fight Action. The lawsuit accuses the state of mismanaging the 2018 election and seeks substantial reforms. It also asks that Georgia be required to get approval by a federal judge before changing voting rules. The state says it's not responsible for issues with the election since local boards handle voting precincts. Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation earlier this month that authorizes a new voting system and reforms some election practices. Fair Fight says the changes don't go far enough. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
A memorial service is planned to mark the anniversary of a military plane crash in Georgia that killed 9 airmen from the Puerto Rico National Guard. City officials in Port Wentworth are organizing the public service for Thursday. That will be 1 year after the C-130 Hercules aircraft crashed nose first into a highway near Savannah last May. The midday crash killed all 9 airmen who were stationed at Munez Air Base in Puerto Rico. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is responding to the growing number of measles cases being spread across the U.S., including in Georgia. The Atlanta-based agency says over 700 confirmed cases of the illness have been identified nationwide, with 6 occurring in metro Atlanta. The CDC says unvaccinated people traveling abroad have helped spread the measles and that prospective travelers should schedule vaccinations before leaving the country. After Georgia Supreme Court Justice Robert Benham announced he would retire at the end of his current term, the race to fill his seat is starting to heat up. GPB's Robert Jimison reports.
Benham has served as a judge on the state's highest court since 1989, when he became its first African-American member. Just days after announcing his plans to retire in 2020, 2 candidates have come forward to replace him on the bench. Appeals Court Judge Sarah Doyle and former U.S. Congressman John Barrow have both announced campaigns. Barrow, a Democrat, was also last year's runner-up for Georgia Secretary of State. Former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Evans will chair his campaign and told GPB's Political Rewind he's a good candidate.
John Barrow has a huge heart for public service. He's extremely smart. He's thoughtful. And he's known to be a moderate. I think this is exactly what the Supreme Court needs.
Voters will select a new justice in the nonpartisan election on May 19, 2020. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimison in Atlanta.